Time for the monthly report from Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming. Chad, how's things in Laramie? Does it look like Christmas out there? Because it doesn't really out here. No snow in Lincoln County. It's kind of odd.
Pretty crazy, Duke. There's not any snow in Laramie, although we might get some later today. But up in the snowy range, just to the west of us, there's a lot of snow. Okay. We've been getting snow in the high country, but just not down here on the... Well, it's not really low elevation at over 7,000 feet. But anyway, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it. By Wyoming standards, it is a little bit. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Chad, as always, appreciate your time and the report today. Number of items happening at the university that people all around the entire state of Wyoming may have some interest in. I wanted to start on this. A grant given to the UW Firearms Research Center and the Second Amendment Initiative. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the Firearms Research Center is in our College of Law. It's led by Professor George Moxari, who's a Second Amendment expert. And what this grant from the U.S. Department of Education will do is allow them to develop a national program that's going to provide secondary school teachers with nonpartisan, historically grounded content about the Second Amendment. That's the origins of it, how it's been interpreted by courts over the decades, and then the civic implications of the Second Amendment. So basically creating a civics curriculum for high schools across the country.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating, and all coming from the University of Wyoming. And so, we'll see what may be implemented from it, when and where, right? But the fact that it's coming from Wyoming really shouldn't be a big surprise.
No, it's pretty cool. I mean, we are very familiar with firearms in this part of the country, and it's part of our culture, certainly. And Professor Moxari is a nonpartisan approach here to this. So it's a very touchy subject for a lot of people, pretty sensitive across the country. This is about looking at the Second Amendment from a nonpartisan view. And giving people the history of it and where did it come from. I mean, I think a lot of people recently watched the Ken Burns documentary on PBS about the American Revolution and the role that firearms played in the founding of our country. And so anyway, this kind of ties in with the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence that this project does. So it's going to be for K-12 educators. There'll be some webinars and an in-person conference and that sort of thing. So it's a real substantial project they have going on here.
Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming on the weekday wake up this morning. Chad, some scientists at UW have been kind of front and center in this television series on Animal Planet regarding Yellowstone, Saving Yellowstone. Tell us more about this.
Yeah. So it's a four-part series. I think the final installment of it airs tonight on Animal Planet. You can stream, of course, these things too. But we have four professors, and then their graduate students, who have all have been featured on this or will be featured. That includes Kevin Monteith, who's a real expert, primarily on the big ungulates in western Wyoming, but also has a project going about beavers, and that was in the last episode. That was really cool to see. We got John Kaprowski, who's the dean of our Hobbs School of Environment and Natural Resources. He's an expert on squirrels. And so I think that's what's going to be featured tonight, or part of what will be featured tonight. We have Joel Holbrook, who's his expertise is in like coyotes and foxes. Not the apex predators, but the kind of the middle predators. And then Ellen Aiken, she's an expert on golden eagles. So those people are all being featured. It's a real, kind of a cool thing to have this national TV series featuring people doing this research in western Wyoming in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem from the state's university.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I'll be honest, I had no idea there were squirrel experts. I didn't know, but it makes sense, right? So.
Well, Dr. Kaprowski is a great guy and really interesting. He always does a lecture every year on Groundhog Day.
I love it.
Talk about groundhogs because he knows about them. He travels the world. He goes to Mongolia, goes to Japan, goes to Africa. And if you want to know something about squirrels anywhere in the world, He's the guy.
Amazing.
And that includes, we got coolest girls right here in Wyoming, of course.
Yeah.
And so he knows about those.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming on the weekday wake up this morning. Chad, here's a survey that gave us some results that really isn't a huge surprise, but some large statewide support for the athletics programs at the University of Wyoming.
Yeah, Duke, our athletics department commissioned this survey. They wanted a scientific survey. What do the people of Wyoming think about UW athletics? How important are they? And what is the level of support? And as you said, it's maybe not a huge surprise. We're the only university in the state that people support the Cowboys and Cowgirls. But I'll have to say, as a nearly lifelong resident of the state, I was a little bit surprised by the breadth of this and of the interest in this. It's like 84% of Wyomingites are say that UW athletics is a important source of pride for the state, and it's about the same percentage saying it's really important to the state's identity and reputation. A similar numbers say that it's important for the visibility and prestige of the university, and on and on, drill down even to what are the sports that people support most? How many people come to games? And that's a surprising number, too. Only 42% of the state say they don't attend games in person. That means a majority of Wyomingites come down and watch the Cowboys or Cowgirls at least once a year. That's incredible in a state as geographically dispersed as ours is. It's that people are willing to travel those distances. So, it was really pretty cool to see that level of support, and we knew that, we know folks, fans are pretty passionate, but this kind of shows that this goes clear across the state, too.
Well, and it really does, I think, really highlight the event in Laramie with Josh Allen and the retirement of of his number and the response that generated and the excitement that generated across the entire state.
Exactly, Duke. That was it. I think Tom Berman said it well. If we'd had 45,000 seats, that we probably could have filled them that day. And so we have closer to 25,000, but it was full, and people get excited. And, Josh. We talked about this before. What a great example of how athletics and success can really unite the state. And he's clear far away there in Western New York now. Been in our hearts and minds, he's still a poke, and that's what that event that day illustrated. I ran into people from Star Valley, I ran into people from all across Western Wyoming who were really excited to pay tribute to Josh. And unfortunately, we didn't beat Nevada that day, but we draw really well for football, and even in like wrestling, Duke. I don't know if you saw the other night.
Yeah, Penn State, I was going to bring that up. Yeah,
number one. Yeah, the number one program in the country came to town. We had nearly 5,000 fans in the arena auditorium, and wrestling is in that top five of the sports that people around the state are most interested in.
And there's been another picture kind of circulating. Of course, the men's basketball team off to a really great start, and Larry Nance Jr. on the sidelines repping the brown and gold at an NBA game not too long ago.
Yeah, isn't that great? Yeah, Larry's one of our great alumni. What an amazing career. I think close to 10 years now in the NBA. Real glue guy, just plays the game right and still has these ties to Wyoming. I mean, his wife grew up in Fremont County and he has family, in Wyoming and still feels a real kinship here. So, yeah, there's really no way to sort of overstate the value that athletics has in so many ways to our state and our university.
That's Chad Baldwin this morning joining us on the Weekday Wake Up with a report from the University of Wyoming. Chad, as always, we appreciate your time and maybe a white Christmas on the way. I guess we'll find out, huh?
Yeah, I would guess so, Duke. It's only a matter of time. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
You as well. You as well. Appreciate it. Chad Baldwin this morning. It is the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.